From Simon & Schuster Audio.
The Butchers of Berlin by Chris Pettit. Read by Alan Cordierna. Part 1. Chapter 1. It was still dark as the old man dressed. The light would not come for another hour. Socks and suspenders, trousers and braces, the underpants of which he was so ashamed, dishwash grey and stained for lack of soap, so threadbare they were in holes. His shoes, once good, barely held together and leaked at the slightest provocation. They smelled of the detergent used to wash the slaughterhouse floor. The medal deserved a collar, he thought. He had no cufflinks either, and made do with rolled sleeves. The suit still had its waistcoat, which he wore for the little extra warmth it afforded, usually under his one sweater, which he discarded that morning, wanting to look his best. He took his overcoat, hat, and scarf, which hung on the back of the door. As an afterthought, he folded his pyjamas and placed them under the pillow. He wanted the gesture to provoke some regret or nostalgia, but felt nothing. The pistol was an old Mauser C-96. He appreciated the aesthetics of its distinctive box magazine in front of the trigger, the long, elegant barrel, and comfort of the wooden handle. His last companion of choice. His hands were cold, but he would not wear gloves. He passed through the apartment, careful not to disturb the others, because he wished to leave unobserved. He closed the door softly behind him, stood at the top of the stairs, and stared into the descending gloom. The block warden was slow to arrive. He was a short man with a childish face and the insolent, spoiled look of minor authority. He didn't see the pistol in the old man's hand until he raised his arm. He gave a small yelp of surprise, followed by his characteristically unpleasant laugh, which he never had time to finish. He was in the middle of putting on his coat, with his mouth open, when the bullet entered his head, through the eye at which the old man had been aiming. His head snapped back from the force. Blood and bone hit the wall, followed by the bullet. He slumped back and slid down, his blood a dark smear on dirty paintwork. The remaining eye fluttered, almost coquettishly, as he hit the floor, sitting, paused, and rolled over. In the booming echo of the shot, the old man...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?